This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Moving two steps forward, one step back, Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net, takes a look at the state of the economy in this week's Talk Business.
The latest Federal Reserve Burgundy Book, which provides a snapshot of Arkansas's economy in the second quarter, highlights more evidence of a two steps forward, one step backward recovery. The report provides statistical and anecdotal notes on 62 of the state's 75 counties. The report noted that housing activity strengthened throughout the region. It also said that manufacturing employment declined modestly from the second quarter of 2012, but service sector jobs from Fayetteville to Fort Smith and trade and transportation jobs in central Arkansas were, quote, especially brisk. Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford told legislators and the media that the plan rates for insurance policies on the state's forthcoming health insurance exchange will be released this week. Known as the Health Insurance Marketplace, the exchange will operate with four insurance carriers providing a range of plans, gold, silver, and bronze, that will offer varying benefits. Potential enrollees could qualify for subsidies or tax credits depending on income levels. The plan prices may also vary depending on an individual's age. The health insurance marketplace is scheduled to begin operations on October 1st. Windstream CEO Jeff Gardner is optimistic that Congress can become functional, pass meaningful tax reform, and help boost a struggling economy despite new data that suggests his peers see conditions declining. On Wednesday, Gardner attended the Business Roundtable, an elite group of about 200 U.S. CEOs, for a conversation with President Barack Obama in Washington. Those issues discussed include raising the debt limit, tackling the deficit, and meaningful corporate tax reform. A new report from the roundtable showed declining confidence among CEOs regarding sales and capital spending. The head of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Richard Cordray, met with about 15 state bankers in Arkansas to discuss concerns related to the Dodd-Frank financial law. According to several bankers in attendance, the meeting was well received, but apprehension remains. The meeting was co-hosted by House Speaker Davy Carter, who is a banker, and Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, who solicited Cordray to venture to the state to hear bankers' concerns on the rules and regulations impacting community banks. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is an outgrowth of the Dodd-Frank law, which was passed at the urging of the president in response to the near collapse of several large U.S.-based banking operations in 2007 and 2008. Community banks have complained that many of the regulations aimed at those larger national banks are negatively affecting local business. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the United States. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.